This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
We'd now like to welcome Sophie Hander of Funky Olive Handmade. So welcome, Sophie.
Hi, thank you.
Could I start by asking you a little bit about your business? What is Funky Olive Handmade?
Funky Olive Handmade, currently I hand make bespoke lampshades. I started out several years ago, and Funky Olive was, I was a jewellery designer for many years, but 6 years ago I retrained with what I really love, interiors, and I make lampshades.
Fantastic. So I had a little look at your website and they look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So what makes you passionate about what you do?
I think I've always been creative. I've always loved interiors, and I'm a huge magpie when it comes to textiles. So I needed to do something with all the textiles that I buy. And I thought I can make lampshades.
Fantastic. And how did you learn your trade?
I was taught by another professional and just started to make them. It was, 6 years ago now. So,
where do you get your textiles from then? Where do you...
Oh, gosh,
do you go
all over. I buy from a lot of the big sort of textile houses, Harlequin and some of the big names. But I also like to look overseas. I buy a lot of fabric from the States when the dollar rate's good, and from Australia too. So
how can you tell? Do you buy? So when you buy overseas, is it online?
It is online.
Because it's very tactile, isn't it?
That must
be quite hard.
It's difficult. I've always been pretty good at choosing colours and things, and I've been to date really lucky with what I've bought online, because you never know quite what's going to arrive in the post.
No, have you had any disappointments or surprises?
No, I think I've been really lucky, but it's not so much disappointment. I've been surprised at some colours, but then I thought, actually, it's still beautiful.
I have to say, looking on your website, the fabrics that you use over the years, because I've been watching you for a few years, they are really, and some very current fabric choices you choose as well.
Thank you.
And changing. And you also, you do workshops as well, don't you?
I do.
Can you tell us about your workshops?
Sure. I operate them from my home in Hampshire. I have up to 2 people at a time who come, and I teach them to make lampshades. But I've also teach a lot of just the general public, but also professionals, so interior designers who'll come and learn to add sort of, you know, an extra string to their bow, so to speak.
Do they have to bring anything, or you just...
No, I provide everything, unless somebody particularly has a certain fabric they want to match into a current interior, then they can bring fabric. If not, I have cupboards full for them to choose from.
So how long would it take to make, say, just a fairly standard...
to make a sort of a simple drum, my workshops are 2.5 hours, and within that time they'll learn and take home a sort of a drum work, yeah.
And when you say drum, I know what you mean because I've been looking on the website, but can
it
you...
It literally looks like a drum shape, obviously.
Yeah.
You can add a diffuser at the bottom to sort of hide out the lamp, the bulb, but it literally looks like a drum, so it's a drum shape. But you can also make this coulis shapes and empire shapes, all different shapes.
What's popular at the moment? Is there a shape that's more popular than others?
I predominantly make drum shape, which seems to be a sort of the more modern choice now. I don't make traditional shapes, the soft sort of shapes. That takes a lot more work and sewing, and I can't sew.
I did notice that you don't need to be able to sew.
Don't.
So even somebody with my ability level would be okay to
absolutely.
To come
we'd go to have a class. We could, yep. Couldn't we?
You just need to be good at ironing.
No.
No,
you need to iron your fabric flat. But other than that, no.
That's Mandy and I out. But I also noticed that you have drum kits for sale online as well.
Yes, I do. I sell all the materials needed so someone can actually, you can make your own. Yeah, they're really simple to make.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I wish I'd known about that when I'd first bought my flat and started to furnish. And the fabrics look really flamboyant. Well, anything from quite plain right through to flamboyant.
And you can not only use fabric, you can use paper. wallpaper, all sorts of old maps. You could make a lampshade out of all sorts of different things.
So are there any materials that you can't use because of the heat and light?
No, you can use anything because the panel is coated with a fire retardant substance. So it's as soon as if it were to catch fire, as soon as it hits the panel, it puts it straight out.
So
you can use anything.
So you lay the fabrics or whatever the materials
onto
the panel.
Onto a special treated panel. So
yeah, I want to go. I want to make one.
they look amazing.
Thank you.
And really quite striking.
Yeah.
They really do make an impression in a room.
It's a really simple way to update and change a room, and a cheap way to update a room.
Well, when I looked on the site, I wanted to see other items that you've made from fabric. Is that something that you would consider in the future that you could?
Also, I get asked a lot, do I make blinds or other sort of furnishings? It's for me, I can't sew. I could sew a button on, but I wouldn't want to make somebody's curtains for them.
And I guess if you found your niche, which then that's a great thing, isn't it? Because these days it is all about having a niche.
Yeah, and it keeps me busy enough. So
yes, yeah. So how often do you run your workshops?
I tend to run sort of once a week. I'll have people coming. Sort of normally two or three a month. I'll run.
Do you have a waiting list? I bet you have a waiting list.
I don't, but I'm booked as far ahead as October already. So,
well, that's great.
Yes.
So, if you wanted to take me and Mandy on for a 2-person workshop, what sort of cost would be involved?
Prices start from just £50. That will include all of your materials, and you'll take home your own lampshade. Plus, obviously, my expert tuition to make it.
Of course, yes. I do, actually. We were talking about the designs. And there are some quirky materials as well, which I love. I know you went through a stage where you had foxes were really popular, weren't they?
It still is.
Yes.
The Mr. Fox design, it amazes me. It's been around for years, and it's as popular today as it
has been. It makes me smile. I think if the lampshade can make you smile... And your lampshades do, they make me smile. But how difficult was it to go from making jewellery, which is, well, it's still intricate, isn't it?
Lampshades, more intricate, yes.
How easy was that?
It was, for me, it was really easy. Making lampshades, I found a lot easier than doing jewellery. They're sort of fairly similar because you still have to choose your colours and sort of textures. And I think moving on from jewellery, because I've always had my passion for interiors, it was just a natural step for me.
Mm. And so what would be your advice to somebody who might be interested in doing something similar themselves?
To make them? I would suggest they book on one of my workshops.
Yes.
And they can come and learn from me. And then to take it from there, yeah.
Okay.
Do you run your workshops in the... I should have asked this before, but do you run them in the morning or the afternoon, or does it differ?
I usually run them in the morning, so from sort of 10 till 12:30. And I quite often will then book them in for lunch at the pub up the road.
Oh, that's...
We're sold again.
Yes, we are. We're in. What about the name, Funky Olive?
Oh.
How did that... Is that a question you've been asked loads of times?
Yes, people always assume I'm Olive.
but you're
Funky,
not.
And I'm neither particularly. But I always wanted a company name that had nothing to do with what I did. And obviously starting out with jewellery, I sat and chose a name. But I always wanted a name that I could always keep, no matter what I made or did.
So that I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so that I could change what I did, and it wouldn't matter.
And do you advertise your lampshades on social media? And if so, which is the most popular platform?
Whilst I have a big following on Facebook, my preference is with Instagram. Mm.
I love Instagram.
I love Instagram. I find it really instant.
Yes.
And I've found some amazing inspirational accounts that I follow, and that's where I tend to put a lot of my work. on social media.
I should imagine Instagram being hugely
visual, isn't it?
Yeah. It is visual, and I think with something like lampshades, it needs to be. Mm. So.
Do you do any exhibitions or fairs?
I used to do a lot. Most weekends I used to be out selling, certainly with my jewellery, I had to be. But with lampshades, they don't tend to travel so well. And I have found over the years that people don't tend to go to a show wanting to buy a lampshade. So for me, it didn't work and it wasn't the best way to go.
And so the Instagram and word of mouth, would it...
Word of mouth what generates and the through interest? My website. And I also sell on another handmade website called Etsy, which is worldwide.
Yeah, is that proving quite
For me,
useful?
It's fantastic. Yeah. That's where I probably get about 80% of my sales. Mm,
that's amazing.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
But there's quite a few people on Etsy. How do you ensure that you stand out? Because you'll be giving secrets away.
Well,
no, don't give any secrets away.
I keep my pricing competitive to other people. I sort of keep a keen eye on what competitors are doing. But then I've never worried about what my competitors are doing. It's never bothered me. So you just have to be confident in your own brand and just be out there. And for me, it's worked.
Would eBay be a channel for you?
It could be. There are all sorts of channels, I think, and I just need to try them. But for now, I'm busy enough with where I do sell. So
I do like Etsy. I think it's great for creative people.
There's a lot more.
It's a good place to be.
Yes.
What about Pinterest? Do you ever...
I use Pinterest from a personal point of view because I love looking at interiors and all sorts of things. So for me, that's fantastic. From a business point, I've never sold anything through.
No.
But different platforms, I think, work for different people.
But word of mouth is the most valuable.
Yeah.
If you do well through word of mouth, then that's fantastic, isn't it, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Best marketing anyone could have.
Absolutely.
Did your background in IT marketing come in useful then with your business?
Yes, it has. Although I'm quite good at telling other people what they should be doing. And not so much following my own advice. But yes, having spent many years in IT marketing, which I found really dull, but it's been incredibly useful, yes. But it's so fast changing as well.
Oh, yes.
With social media and things now, the marketing now is different to how I used to market.
It's almost unrecognisable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of my depth on social media, certain platforms.
Yes.
LinkedIn works for me, but, you know, I can understand Instagram and Etsy working for you because of the visual aspect.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I seem to be the one who spoils it because, unfortunately, again, we've come to the end of our chat with you, Sophie. So it remains for me to ask if you have any particular advice you might like to share with our listeners, particularly someone who's interested in revamping their lampshades.
Yeah, absolutely. Get in touch. I'm happy to work with customers with their existing interiors to search and source new fabrics for them and work with them so that they can get in touch and take it from there, really.
Well, that's great to know, actually, because I'm sure a lot of people don't know that they can reuse their or revamp.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you for that. And if anyone would like to get in touch with you, would that be via your website?
Or? Yeah, the best way to get in touch is through the website, which is funkyolive.co.uk. All my contact details and email are on there.
And your Instagram.
And all the Instagram links and social media links.
They can follow you at Funky Olive, I hope, on Instagram.
They can, Funky
Lovely.
Olive.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sophie, for coming
thank
on
you,
to
Mandy.
The show.
Thank you for having me.
And we'd love to have you on again in the future. We love having our guests back.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.